All right, first of all, tough selection because you've got two departments joining into the Safer District, two experienced chiefs. How do you figure out who's going to run this new department?
Most of the decision was made by our interview process. We had asked them both specific questions about their experience and what they envision in the future go-rounds. Their actual future go-rounds were both identical, but then what it boiled down to is we looked at who had the higher experience as far as being able to take this from the get-go, and then those that would have to actually go a few more months of training. And that's how we kind of based our decision on it.
As you look at the future for the Safer District, there's a few things that you need to take care of as far as joining with paperwork, with insurances, with figuring out how you pay people, how many people you're going to have on the staff. It's not quite over yet, but it's getting there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And our part of it is strictly on the hiring process. A lot of the other budgets and everything else are done through the board of directors. But on our standpoint, there's still a lot of work to be done as far as identifying the viable candidates for both departments, because the standards that we are setting for the staffing of both stations are actually going to be at a higher level than they currently are. So we are going to bring a higher level of abilities to the communities that we serve.
What does that mean as far as the people you have on both departments now versus the number of people you expect to have later when it's fully implemented, and what level of training they might have to have?
We base it, as far as the number of people, we're basing it off of what is needed as far as, say, in the aspect of medical care. Currently in Weston, they do provide a paramedic level care. In Weston, it's an advanced EMT. Considering that the population is getting older and higher levels of care are needed, by doing this transition and streamlining the people that we have that take in the more experienced paramedic level and splitting them between the both stations, so both stations are covered equally, and then taking the viable candidates that are still there and still employing them in with the current staff that are selected to try to enhance the level.
Do we have an idea what the implementation date might be as far as getting the merger done?
As far as where we're working at, it's still a January 1, 2014 initiation date.
So even though there's been a delay here and there and a few things to work out, you're still looking at January 1?
Yes, we are.
Anything you want to add?
Nothing at this time. Is like to hope just people, if anybody has questions on this, I know there's a lot of concerns out there of why this is happening and everything else, but I encourage that any of the listeners and the public to contact any of the individuals that are running this so that we can put any fears to rest.